This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 454 for Tuesday, June 28th. Ice canola futures continued to push upward on Tuesday in the new crop contracts, but off from their earlier highs. The old crop July contract pulls back $4.80 at $896.30 per ton. New crop November gains $1.20 at $890.60 per ton, and January adds $1.70 at $897.30. Support is coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Upticks in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils, but Malaysian palm oil is currently pushing lower. The lack of major weather concerns on the prairies is putting some pressure on canola as well. Moderate temperatures are to dominate the region for most of the week, with rain in the forecast in parts of the western half. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie rising to 77.74 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.6. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report yesterday afternoon. As of June 26th, corn rate 67% good to excellent, down 3 points on the week. Soybeans planted reach 98% complete, with conditions at 65% good to excellent, also down 3. The winter wheat harvest advances 16 points to 41% finished. The crop holds at 30% good to excellent. Meanwhile, spring wheat rates 59% good to excellent, also staying pat from last week. The USDA is set to release its quarterly stocks and planted acres reports on Thursday. A reminder that first notice day for July futures is also Thursday. Ag Rural bumps up its call on Brazil corn production for 2021-22 by 1.3% at 113.8 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The August contract jumps 27 cents at $15.56.5 per bushel. August soy oil advances 1.15 cents at 69 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal gains $5.10 at $419.70 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday as the September contract gains 8.5 cents at $6.70 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the September contract bumping up 0.75 cents at $5.09.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago September advances 18.5 cents at $9.36. Kansas City September gains 11.5 cents at $9.90. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September sheds 6 cents at $10.38.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 28th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.